Diabetics have many strategies when it comes to handling fluctuations in their blood sugar. Some carry candy bars or other foods to eat when they feel their blood sugar running low. Fairchild Air Force Base firefighter and emergency medical technician Chris Maynard devised his own solution.
I've been a type 1 diabetic, was diagnosed when I was in the military, and was then unable to re-enlist at that point because of the disease. After I got out of the military, pursuing a firefighting career, there were some hiccups on the road with this because of low blood sugar, which is the most common problem that any diabetic on insulin has. At one point, I lost my job for a year and a half because of it, and also a time while I was out camping with my kids in the middle of the forest. In the middle of the night, my kids had to call 911 and had to wait for emergency crews to come by and be able to help me with that low blood sugar episode. So at that point is when I kind of decided to do something about it. I did the easiest thing that I could do is put some straws together and filled it with some glucose gel, same substance that we use at work, and just started carrying it, making it into a necklace so that my wife or kids could find it easily if they needed it to be able to help me, or also when I go running, that I have that easy access to where it's not being carried in my pocket.
That's the basic concept of Chris Maynard's necklace. In refining it, Maynard scrapped the straws in favor of clear tubing.
We've made the necklace 22 inches long because we wanted to be able to fit 25 grams of glucose gel in it. The American Diabetes recommends that everyone on insulin to carry 15 grams of glucose gel. For me, when I've gone out running, I have found that 15 grams doesn't always help and it isn't always enough. So we've put 25 grams into it. We got the connections to where there's a valve in there to make sure that no air is getting inside and to make sure it's not going to leak out. It's a quick disconnect off the neck, and you kind of just squeeze it out through the one side, get it onto the fingers or in the mouth, and then rub it on or swallow if one is conscious.
There are no injections, no IVs.
There's different variables, but it can work between just a couple minutes. It could be 10 minutes. So really, it's just as quick as anything else that's out there.
Maynard and his wife have been busy for the last 2 years, solving problems related to manufacturing the necklace and getting regulatory approval. Enter Michael Ebinger. He's the director of the Center for Innovation at WSU Spokane.
If we can get some manufacturing going, if we can get some marketing going, I think the market is huge for that right now.
Ebinger is one of the professionals helping the Maynards build their business.
There are a lot of diabetics in the world right now. The United States alone is projected to be 1 in 3 people suffering from some kind of ailment will also suffer from diabetes by 2040 or 2050, I forget the year. These things happen immediately, and they're very, very often incapacitating. So if somebody near you has this product in hand, which is a non-prescription product, and they can revive you enough to get you to an emergency room coherently, I think we've saved a lot of time and money in treatment.
Ebinger has been helping to devise the business side of it.
We have a good value proposition. Do we really have customers out there? And through his network of people he knows, he was able to put together a survey and sent the survey out to these people saying, if this product were available, would you buy it, et cetera? He has over 400 responses to basically an off-the-wall survey, which is unheard of. That's way higher than I've ever seen. That's guiding us into, yes, this product has a certain audience, if you will, that's ready to buy it.
Initially, I was thinking it was just for the diabetic. But what I've learned, we just got back from the Children with Diabetes Conference in Florida, and how much the parents loved it. Their kids may not wear it, but they would. And so we got some really good feedback for the parents' way of being able to have something on them to be able to help with the kids.
Chris Maynard hopes to have a product ready to sell within the next few months. He says you won't be able to buy it in retail stores.
Simply because diabetics are already paying 2.5 times the cost for medical care than the non-diabetic. So I figured if we took out that side of it, we can make it cheap. Because my whole goal from the beginning is to make it as cheap as we can, but give a product that can help in any level of low blood sugar. So we are going to be selling it. Our hope and plan is to kick it off in November of this year at glucoserevival.com.
Maynard hopes to develop awareness of the necklace and demand for it through social media. He continues to try to solve problems with securing supplies and getting the product manufactured at a price he can afford. For now, the business occupies much of his time when he's not working his firefighting job. He hopes it will grow enough that he can soon devote all of his professional time to it.
I almost feel like the firefighting jobs kind of hold me back to be able to go as quick as I want to. And my projections that I have right now is that I would be able to quit within a 6-month period of once we kick off. I mean, this disease is growing so fast every year.
We'll check in with Chris Maynard in a few months and see how the new business is doing. We'll post our full interview with him along with this story on the Inland Journal page at our website, SpokanePublicRadio.org.